Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Okay, I'll admit, I make plans that go wrong all the time. I'll go out to buy milk and get the wrong kind, or I'll accidentally reveal my face in a YouTube video and have to delete it immediately. You guys just aren't ready for that yet. Fortunately, there are plenty of people out there whose plans have taken a much worse turn than mine. From explosive miscalculations to bullying backfires, let's explore even more plans that didn't go as expected.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
In the last decade, South Korea has become a hub for cheap professional cosmetic surgery. So much so that many clinics advertise plastic surgery travel packages to encourage tourists to get a little work done abroad. But back in 2017, it became clear that these travel packages came with a few hiccups. Three Chinese tourists had flown over to the capital city, Seoul, gotten a few facelifts, and then headed back to the airport to fly back to China. Only their faces had been so radically altered and heavily bandaged that they looked nothing like their passport photos. Unable to confirm their identity, the three women were not allowed to board their plane and were held for questioning by airport authorities. It's not that surprising, maybe not even their own mothers would have recognized them. Now, have you ever tossed a coin into a body of water for luck? Like throwing a penny in a wishing well or a quarter in a fountain? It's a gesture that stems from ancient traditions the world over, where people would symbolically pay to pray to their gods. But sometimes the answer to a prayer is a straight-up no. Back in 2020, a first-time flyer in China decided to bless his plane with good luck by throwing coins right into the engine. Ironically, throwing foreign objects into a plane engine is a pretty surefire way of ensuring you don't arrive safely at your destination. After the ground team of the coincidentally named Lucky Air found a few coins near the plane's left engine, they quizzed the passenger, who happily admitted it. The flight was grounded due to safety concerns, the 162 other passengers had their flight delayed, and legal action was taken against the luckless coin flinger. He was eventually charged 120,000 yuan, roughly $19,000, for the disruption. Let's hope he didn't try to add a little luck in the courtroom by flinging coins at the judge. Is there anything funnier than watching boomers and old people working out how to use new technology? Video conferencing software Zoom is always a good one because the camera usually ends up pointed in a weird direction, and helping them figure out the mic settings is near impossible. But back in 2020, when the pandemic hit and Zoom was the only way a lot of people could continue doing business, a peak boomer moment happened. During a civil forfeiture case, lawyer Rod Ponton planned to appear before a judge of the 394th Judicial District Court in Texas over Zoom. But when he logged in, there was something a little unprofessional about his appearance. He was using a hilarious cat filter. Apparently, Rod's child had used his laptop before him and had left the filter on, but Rod had no idea how to turn it off. Now, seeing how hard it is for some people to find the right button, let me make this next bit really easy. You see the big button written follow in your screen? If it's written follow instead of following, just click on it. It's pretty hard to miss. All done. Great. Now what have we got next? Admit it, everyone loves a good costume party. Nothing beats seeing someone dressed up in a creative costume they've clearly made themselves, but sometimes making a costume yourself comes with a catch, as Ouyam Labanan found out the hard way. they decided to dress up as a balloon bouquet to a Halloween party, painting their face bright blue to fit in with the bunch of balloons they'd taped to their head. There was just one problem. After the party, the face paint wouldn't come off. They scrubbed over and over, but the blue paint had stained the skin on their hands and face. After 45 minutes of scrubbing, they changed tactics and started using micellar water before desperately resorting to olive oil. But after another 45 minutes, the stain was still pretty obvious, so they gave up and went to bed. Now, you might be wondering how a simple face paint can cause this much chaos. Well, blue face paints can leach into the skin, and because their contrast against most skin tones is so dark, they show up as a stain compared to other colors. But back to OEM. Getting desperate, OEM eventually decided to use bleach on the skin to get the remainder of the paint off. I really shouldn't have to say this, but never, ever use toxic or corrosive products on your skin unless you want to end up with chemical burns. Now, initially, I didn't think this face paint could have been that bad, but I looked up the brand she used and it's gathered almost 31-star reviews online, with all of them claiming the blue paint wouldn't shift from their skin. Well, if you plan on painting your entire face in the future, might I suggest reading the product reviews first? In fact, always make sure you do that before you buy anything. Next up, there are losers, there are cowards, and then there are bullies. The absolute bottom of the barrel variety of human. People who make themselves feel better by putting others down unnecessarily are just pathetic. But sadly, these were the kind of people Whitney Kropp had to deal with back in 2012. A sophomore at Ojemaw Heights High School, Whitney had been bullied relentlessly by some of her classmates over the years. But they stooped to a whole new level of low when they voted Whitney into the homecoming court just to try and show her up in front of the entire school. Initially, Whitney was delighted to have been nominated, but her heart broke when she learned it had been done as a sick joke and the male student who was elected with her had withdrawn. She would have to face the entire school alone, knowing they had only put her there to humiliate her. What a sick thing to do. Fortunately, Whitney was about to turn everything around. News spread on Facebook of what had happened, and she suddenly received many donations from strangers to help her get the homecoming dress, hair, and makeup of her dreams. And then, when it was time to face the school, the entire town turned up with placards and messages of support for Whitney. National news outlets put a spotlight on the event, and students from other schools and towns even showed up, all cheering for Whitney. The bully's plan had backfired horribly, and all while Whitney was having the time of her life. Well, whoever they are, I reckon those bullies will never forget their homecoming celebration or the lesson it taught them. Now they say, if you're prepared to do the crime, be prepared to do the time. But this was something Rafael Valadon and three others thought they could bypass back in 2012. Confined in a prison in Ceres, Brazil, the creative convicts had loosened a metal shower pipe, and at 2 in the morning, without the knowledge of the guards, they used it to batter through a section of wall in their cell. The first of them squeezed through the jagged concrete gap and escaped down the corridor on the other side. But their plan fell apart when Rafael, who was a little larger than the first guy, promptly got stuck in the hole. His top half was home free, but his traitorously big belly and backside wouldn't budge. His cellmates tried to push him through, but it was no use. Rafael was stuck. Rafael wailed for help, and when the guards turned up, they mocked him ruthlessly before calling the fire brigade to cut him out of the wall. So instead of a low-key prison escape, these embarrassing photos of Rafael were plastered all over the news as he recovered in hospital. Talk about being criminally dumb. We all have a favorite YouTube video. Mine's a video of a seal that someone put captions on. It's a classic, and it gets me every time. But as much as I love it, I'm not sure I'd get a QR code linking to the video tattooed on my leg like this next guy did. Back in 2019, this avid Club Atletico River Plate fan decided to get a QR code linking to a video of some of his team's greatest goals. In hilariously crappy quality. I should add. The tattoo was undeniably complex, but amazingly, the link worked. Despite the bad quality, this is kinda genius, right? But before you all go getting QR code tattoos linking to your own favorite videos, this didn't go quite to plan. You see, the video, called LA Gloria Eternia, used a piece of music that wasn't copyright-free. Anyone familiar with YouTube's trigger-happy copyright hammer knows where I'm going with this. Mere days after this fan got his tattoo, the video was taken down by the copyright owner of the music for unauthorized use. This left our soccer fan with a huge QR code tattooed on his leg that led to a black screen, which read "video not available." But the gods of soccer were smiling on this fan, and after a few months, the video was luckily reinstated. Talk about it being touch and go at halftime.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
McDonald's is a business that's always jumping on new marketing crazes that'll help them sell even more burgers. So over in New Zealand back in 2016, as interactive promotions started to take off, McDonald's HQ decided to test a brand new Create Your Own Burger campaign. It was simple. Customers could design and name their own burger online for free, and when they ordered it in store, they'd be rewarded with free fries and a drink. But this is the internet. Nothing is safe. Heck, we couldn't even be trusted to name a boat via a poll that one time. Do you remember Bodie McBoatface? And with that said, McDonald's unmoderated campaign went about as well as you could expect. Here are a few of my personal favorites: the Super Mayo, North Korea Ration, the Carbonator, Girth, Bag of Lettuce, the Sad European, Who Farted, and the list goes on. And those were some of the tamer ones. Needless to say, McDonald's had massively misjudged the campaign. Hundreds of unmoderated submissions were posted before the site was taken down. I guess you could say they ordered this campaign to go. Now, if adverts and movies are anything to go by, the USA would have you believe that serving in the military is all armor, ships, tanks, and cool guns. But we all know that these adverts are staged and that a real battlefield is horrifyingly different to a Hollywood set. That said, soldiers are still some of the bravest people among us, even though many have been negatively affected by harrowing, death-defying experiences. But whoever was in charge of the US Army's Twitter account back in 2019 appeared to be blissfully ignorant of this. They posted the question, "How has serving impacted you?" clearly expecting everyone to line up to post nothing but praise for the military. Instead, they were flooded with responses from rightfully angry veterans and family members who'd suffered from depression, anxiety, destroyed hearing, pain, grief, lost limbs, and lost lives. The backlash from the thousands of replies that exposed some of the cold, hard realities of serving was so great that Time magazine ran an article about it. Definitely not the winning PR strategy they thought this tweet would prompt. When you were a kid, did you ever pretend to be sick so you could stay home from school? You know, the old run the thermometer under hot water to pretend you have a fever trick, or the mix up some canned veg and leave it in the toilet like it's vomit trick. Yeah, I really hated school, but not as much as Lily Schooley from the UK does. Back in 2019, the then 6-year-old noticed her friends had to stay home from school for a few days when they all caught the chickenpox, a mild but highly contagious infection. This gave Lily a brilliant idea. She used a red pen to draw dots all over her legs, face, and hands, chickenpox style. No school for her. There was just one problem with her plan, though. She'd accidentally used a permanent marker. So not only did Lily's mom see straight through this red-faced lie, but Lily also had to go to school covered in bright red dots. Well, Lily, I have to give that an A+ for effort, but an F for execution. During the late 2000s, a weird new trend began sweeping the US. Gender reveal parties. Expecting parents would cut into a cake or pop a balloon, revealing blue for a boy or pink for a girl. But it didn't stop there. The trend started to spread, and these reveals got bigger and weirder by the day. From setting off colored smoke bombs in the park, to influencers lighting up the entire Burj Khalifa in their baby's gender colors. But one that really left a mark, though not in a good way, happened in Arizona in 2017. A Border Patrol agent and his wife had set up a huge package filled with colored powder in the middle of the Arizona brush. It was rigged with tannerite, an explosive substance designed to detonate when shot. But once they hit that trigger, it wasn't just the package that went up in smoke. The whole thing started to catch fire. This eventually became the Sawmill Fire, a deadly wildfire that scorched more than 47,000 acres of land, causing more than $8.2 million of damage. The ignorant agent was forced to pay back $220,000 in restitution after pleading guilty to starting the fire a few months later. All that just to learn they were having a boy? Really doesn't seem worth it, does it? Weddings can be some of the best parties on earth. You get all dressed up, witness the power of love, drink the free bar dry, and remember the day with some hilarious snaps. The crazier the better, right? Well, not always. Groomsman Lee Coleman was part of a photo shoot for his best friend's wedding when he decided to pull out some moves to really make the pictures pop. But that wasn't the only thing that popped. The seam on his trousers burst, splitting right up the middle. And this was right before the ceremony. He hastily employed the help of a nearby bridesmaid who ended up sewing and taping him into the pants just in time for the big event. Luckily, the bridesmaid did such a good job, the emergency fix apparently lasted all the way through the reception. Well, at least he was wearing fresh underwear. I hope. Now, gents, I can't believe I have to say this. If you send a picture of your junk to women who don't ask for it, then you're just as pathetic as your presumably tiny pickle is. Seriously, it's just weird, and some women simply won't put up with your desperate attempts of trying to get their attention, like this next Twitter user. She received a message from a man asking her to laugh at his junk, which is an incredibly weird request. When she said no, he sent a picture anyway. He probably expected her to pay attention to him in some perverse way, but instead this lady came up with an ingenious reply. She created what looked like an automated message claiming an AI bot had identified that an unsolicited picture had been sent. It also claimed his account, along with all his associated information like his email address and location, had been reported to the police. However, if he just replied, "Help," they'd look into the matter, and the local authorities wouldn't contact him. Like the massive man-child this guy was, he begged for help in big capital letters. Don't think this guy expected to be squirming with anxiety for 24 hours, wondering if the police were going to come knock at his door when he sent this pathetic pic. Hopefully, he'll think twice before doing so ever again. And here's the last one. If you're a caffeine fiend like me, you'll know that cutting down on things like coffee and energy drinks can be a nightmare. Caffeine itself acts as a central nervous stimulant, helping you feel more awake. However, an over-reliance on it can leave you feeling sluggish. So, when one Reddit user and coffee lover decided to get in the best mindset possible for their big upcoming law exam, they chose to quit coffee altogether. For a whole month, they studied hard and didn't touch the stuff. Then, right before the big exam, they downed a cup of the delicious morning brown. They thought it would give them the boost they needed to feel more awake during the exam. Pretty smart thinking. But that's not all that happened. You see, caffeine isn't just a stimulant, it's also a laxative. This meant that, as well as getting a boost, this poor law student had to rush to the bathroom and spent 30 minutes of precious exam time battling a bout of explosive diarrhea. Oh boy, what a crappy decision. If you were amazed at these plans that didn't go as expected, you might want to check out the previous parts of this series. Thanks for listening.